Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray.
Today, we are speaking with Natalie Brewster-Wynn, who's an activist, an artist, a social justice trainer, and an anti-capitalist developer. Natalie, what of your current work are you the most excited about?
I'm really, really excited, not just in building affordable housing, but being in a position to try to rethink the housing model altogether. I really deeply believe in shared resources, and we actually need a lot less space. One shared resource can serve a lot of people. I really want to start a development company with that as a focus. I'm also interested in thinking about the development of affordable housing and tiny homes projects for specific communities, trying to rethink the way that we do renting so that renting is not just something where you're throwing money away forever, but that you're building some equity that you can take away with you when you move on.
And you're actually going about making some developments now. What does that look like?
So right now, I was able to acquire the Splinter Collective Art Studio Warehouse, which is a historic warehouse that's been in the hands of artists since the 60s. We're taking this resource and trying to make it available to the community as an event space for fundraisers. I'd like to take that model and continue to build that to sort of create these community centers that can anchor spaces and have there be a real, genuine shared resource for the community. I really think that we can continue to replicate that model and that it doesn't have to be huge investors with lots of money. It can be a pool of us who are investing smaller amounts of money to make these spaces happen. Because once you have a commercial space, it starts to generate its own income and it can be something that really supports itself. It's just getting over those hurdles of having a little bit of money to like make something happen in the first place. The group of people that I've been working on this project with, you know, we're kind of like, okay, we pool this amount of money and it goes to this project now. And then as soon as we can, we pull it out and it goes into the next project. And we kind of have this like rolling collective chunk of down payment or of financing that we can use.
I know you're also working on justice movement. Could you share a little bit about that project?
Sure. So I've been an anti-racist diversity, equity, inclusion trainer for 20-something years. We have an allyship course that's a month-long course and 12 hours. And then we have a 3-month peer space holder course where we're trying to really build people's confidence and comfort in discussing these issues and dealing with a lot of the emotional stuff that comes along with it. And we do a lot of really intimate sharing and community building along the way. So you have a cohort of people that supports you.
You've been an activist for a long time. I wonder what advice you have for other artists and activists.
The biggest piece I have is don't fall victim to urgency. Have some patience to listen to the voices that might be slower to speak up or let something develop organically and know that there is enough time. Sometimes things are really urgent and we need to be ready to push really hard when that happens. But the rest of the time, you know, have that patience so that we don't burn out and so that we don't run out of resources and run out of energy.
How can people support you and your work?
JusticeMovement.org is our website, and you can join our courses. They're really powerful, and they've been just really wonderful to be doing this whole year. So we also offer consulting for corporations and community organizations and a sort of social justice overhaul. I really believe in shared resources, so I also welcome you to contact me to utilize this space to elevate your own stuff and just keep activating spaces together. And if you're interested in the kind of affordable housing, community-centered development that I'm working on, you can contact me about investing in community, affordable housing, and arts-centered development projects. One project is a tiny homes project for trans women of color that is founded by Monica Jones, a Black trans activist, and it's called the Outlaw Project. We are purchasing land in Tucson, and we'll be starting those tiny homes. The website is up, although there's a ton of information, but you can find me, Natalie Brewster-Wynn, or Monica Jones on the various forms of social media. We have a lot of other events and adventures coming up here at the Splinter Collective. The Splinter Collective website is splintercollective.com, and you can reach out to me there as well.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.
Music by Jaime J. Soto.